The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Hoover, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair.
Night. Well, thanks for calling. Let me know if it happens again. Night. Goodbye. They called me from the retirement community again, Professor.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Did she take a turn for the worse?
No. She had all the staff doing push-ups again, and she was threatening to send everyone home who couldn't do 50 in under a minute.
She's really mellowed, hasn't she, Coach?
Yeah, ever since that zip line accident, she hasn't been the same.
The retirement community has a zip line?
No, they don't have a clothesline anymore either, but they do have a new window at that end of the building.
What size?
Mama's size. All right, go on and get it over with, Professor. Tell these good people how we did last week.
We were 6-2 last week.
Make it stop, Professor.
Making us 26-7 for the year. A 79% success rate.
More like a 21% failure rate, if you ask me, Professor. Just talk about a game.
Auburn visits LSU on Saturday night. The War Eagles are a surprising 3-0 on the year after beating Mississippi State on Saturday. Nick Marshall picked apart the Bulldogs for 340 yards, throwing two touchdowns along with two picks. This will be Auburn's first road test under new coach Gus Malzahn, and they won't get a warm welcome in Cajun country. LSU is also 3-0. Quarterback Zach Mettenberger is completing 65% of his throws with 9 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. Their high-powered offense is 12th in the country in scoring, but they haven't been tested yet. Look for a good old SEC shootout. But when the smoke clears, the Tigers, the LSU Tigers, that is, will be on top. Okay, Coach, you pick the rest of them.
All right, Professor, it's time to try and pull up that C average. Alabama will destroy Colorado State. 3-0 Arkansas will travel to New Jersey and pull one out against Rutgers. Georgia will win the slacker game of the week against North Texas. Mississippi State is really bad this year, Professor, but they will manage to beat Troy. Upstart Missouri will beat Indiana. Texas A&M will dismantle SMU. Vanderbilt will beat UMass. Now we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get Shelley Sizemore on the phone. She's on her way to Gainesville for this week's Slobberknocker Game of the Week, Tennessee and Florida.
Let's see. Bacon, sweet tea, official Beaver Dam clothing. Yes, those are a few of my favorite things, especially the clothes. Of course, you can always go to BeaverDamUSA.com and shop. And if you live close to Cleveland, Tennessee, you can get the same tank tops and t-shirts at Lee's Used Books and Media, right there at 204 Grove Avenue behind Save-A-Lot. Just tell them Shelley Sizemore sent you. Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
All right, slackers, I got Shelley Sizemore on the phone. She's hopefully on her way to Gainesville for Florida and Tennessee. Shelley, I'm almost afraid to ask, but what are you doing?
I'm getting change for a $5 bill.
Well, that sounds innocent enough. Where are you?
Hang on a minute, Coach. Another quarter. I got another quarter. Oh, this water is cold.
Water?
Yeah, the water in this fountain. I got a craving for a Kit Kat. You ever get a craving for a Kit Kat, Coach?
Well, I can't say that...
Oh, anyway, I found this candy machine, and all I had was a $5 bill. But across the street was a fountain. There looked like there was at least $5 in change at the bottom, so I got in and started picking it up. I'm going to leave the $5 bill under one of these rocks here.
You're wading in a fountain, getting change for a $5 bill, because you just had to have a Twix?
Kit Kat, Coach. Twix, give me a break.
How much have you picked up?
$4.75. One gum wrapper, a beer can, a flip-flop, and 7 shotgun shells. This is not the best part of town.
What town are you even in?
Come to think of it, I'm not sure.
Let's talk football, Shelley. What about the game?
Well, Tennessee and Florida are both coming off heartbreaking losses. Florida's came 2 weeks ago in Miami, and Tennessee got embarrassed last week by Oregon. The Vols just don't have enough playmakers yet on their young team. But on the other hand, Florida has some gaping holes in their defense. If this one was in Knoxville, oh, never mind, Florida will win there too, but they will certainly take care of business at home. Hey, another quarter. I got it. I've got change for my $5 bill.
Well, good for you, Shelly, and thanks for that report. Enjoy your candy bar. And all you good people out there, go to BeaverDamUSA.com. Follow me on Twitter at Coach Billy J. And follow Shelly at Shelly Sizemore. Now give me 20, slackers.
Out of order? What do you mean out of order? I have a craving for a Kit Kat, and I'm soaking wet. I don't have time for this. Oh, no, this is not the best part of town. Broken glass everywhere. Well, I guess I'll just go ahead and get two. This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.